Welcome to the Emmy-nominated Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life. We've got the greatest Browns rookie in history, Danny Shelton, on today, and he's going to answer some excellent questions that our producer has mailed in for us today. So I am wearing the Lava right now, and Danny is going to explain a little bit about what I'm wearing and how I'm wearing it imperfectly, or maybe perfectly.
All right, so, well, he got it on backwards.
So a bad start.
I mean, this is more of a formal way that you're wearing it. He wore it, tucked into the side, and that's like a way that we use it when we're going to like church or a wedding, and it's usually like a plain color. But usually when you're, just hanging out, you tie it and put it through the front, tuck it through the front. But since we're doing an interview, it's appropriate for him to have it like that, and he's rocking it pretty well.
There is no doubt about it. A chief would wear it like this, correct?
Correct. I mean, chiefs always have theirs, over the belly button, and then it goes down to their legs. And so, I mean, he got the posture as a chief, and so, I mean, there's no problem, letting him wear it like that.
What was the first thing that you were ever grounded for?
Oh, man. Eating too much.
Eating too much?
Yeah, my mom, she got disappointed in me because I was being selfish with the food, and I was hogging it to myself, and my siblings got mad and told on me, and then my mom ended up making me eat a whole chicken by myself and a pot of rice, and it was basically my punishment, and I was crying while I was eating it, I remember. And she just threw me in the room, and I was on timeout for a long time.
That's an awesome story. So it's kind of like the old standby of if you get caught smoking cigarettes when you're a kid, your dad makes you smoke a pack until you throw up. But in your case, it was food.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, do you have any nicknames?
My mom used to call me the vacuum because I used to eat a lot.
I'm sensing a theme of this interview here.
Yeah, pretty much. She used to call me the disposal too because they give me the leftovers.
Are you the biggest member of your family?
Pretty much.
All right, so Head & Shoulders has called you and signed you to be the next Head & Shoulders model. Can you look into the camera and give us your tagline? What would you say?
Head & Shoulders. Let it flow.
Ooh, I like that. That was kind of sexy. Lastly, we're going to shift to football here. Danny Shelton picks up a fumble in the end zone next Sunday. What do you do to celebrate?
I'm jumping into the dog pound, man.
You think you could get up the wall?
I think I can. I watched a lot of kung fu movies, so jumping off the wall and getting up there is not a problem.
Are you going to make any of the people in the front row sign waivers in case you fall over the wall and land on top of them?
Nah, man. They're going to have to try to catch me.
That's a scary sight, people. Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of the Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life.